Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
A couple of days ago, we got an email from a listener called Maria, and she was telling us about this documentary that she got to see in the University of Galway. So there are things happening still in some third level places. And she saw it. It's called Texas Ollie, and she recommended we share the story of it with our listeners. That's what we're doing. Emmett Hart is the director behind Texas Ollie. Good morning to you, Emmett.
Good morning, Oliver.
This is a documentary, your first documentary, I believe, and it's about a Donegal man called Texas Ollie. Tell us about him.
Yeah, so it's my first documentary. I've worked in the industry for over 30 years, but I came across Ollie. I was working on a program for Kite Entertainment called Love in the Country.
That's brilliant.
And I came across Ollie on that. But I grew up in the same town as Ollie, and I remembered him as a kid being around town, or me being a kid around town. And then 40 years later, I bump into him making this program. And as he starts telling me his story, I thought, this is quite an interesting story. And initially it was a heritage story about the town, and both of us being sons of the town, but and just to document that side of it. But the more I talked to him, the more I realised that there was layers and layers to the story. And when I went back to Ollie, what initially I thought would be a 20-minute piece turned out to be a 6 or 7 hour chat. And it just moved on from there. And
from your own childhood, Emmett, in Rafoe, what stood out about Ollie? Why would you remember him as the fella about town?
Rafoe's a small market town. There's only about 1,500 people live here. And I just remembered Ollie being around, being a character of the town, and one of many characters. It's a good community here, and still a good community, and I love coming back here. And it's just when I bumped into him, all I said was, "Oh, Ollie, how are you doing?" And he remembered my family and where I'd come from. But it was a story that really struck me when he started telling me, because as far as I was concerned, he just moved away, and I just bumped into him again, But him being around the town, and it just is, there's a lot of character around Rafoe. It's an East Donegal, it's a nice little village,
Describe his setup, the attire. Did he literally look like a cowboy going around the town?
Ollie, if you met Ollie in the street, he currently lives in South Donegal, outside Glenties. If you met him in the street, he looks like a cowboy. He has all the gear. He plays still around the local bars in Ardrahan, Glenties, plays music. If you initially see him, you think he's just a guy dressed up as a cowboy, but the story behind what he did, it just resonated with me. The more I talked to him, it just became fascinating what he did,
When I see images of him at home, it's basically a ranch, isn't it? And it's the type of home. He looks like he's living in Montana inside the house.
It does have that look about it. He built that himself, and he has all the memorabilia there and all the stuff around his horses there. And it is quite remote where he lives, but it's a beautiful scene. And I said to him one night I was there, you don't even hear cars up here,
Really?
It's quite quiet, but it's quite beautiful where he lives,
He was Ollie Hepburn. Growing up in the 1950s, he saw Roy Rogers, and that was it.
Yeah, he loved going to the cinema here, the local cinema in Rafoe, with his friends, and he just wanted to be a cowboy. And then what happened, he then played music, and then he got the opportunity to go to Texas to be a singing cowboy on a dude ranch, and he spent a few years over there. He came back and he started training horses here, buying them in the local horse fairs and selling them on. And then he went to a horse fair, and without the intentions of buying a horse, and he met this horse called Silver, which he says hypnotized him. And from then on, both of them went on this quite an extraordinary journey.
So he starts training Silver, and it's unbelievable, isn't it? Tell us what they do.
Yeah, so they became trick performers. Ollie became a trick trainer. So Silver was untrainable as far as Ollie was concerned. He was one of the most difficult horses he had, but just a chance thing happened where Silver picked up a hat that Ollie dropped, and Ollie thought back to his childhood dreams of being a cowboy and said, what if we do this? And both of them started working together, and it wasn't Ollie was the trainer, it was Silver was training Ollie and Ollie was training Silver. So there was a team for them. And then he performed around Donegal, and then he ended up joining a equestrian theatre show called Spirit of the Horse. Yeah. And they toured Dubai, the UK and Ireland. They were literally the stars of the show.
Performing in front of thousands of people.
Thousands of people. So he went from performing in front of maybe 10, 15 people in Donegal to performing in front of 2,000 to 6,000 people a day. On the show with Spirit of the Horse.
Extraordinary stuff.
But what resonated with me and Ollie was that Ollie was in his late 50s before this happened. So I think there was a message for us all in that, where a life adventure can begin at any age. And Ollie has a great approach to life now, where you keep an open mind. And even now he talks about what his next adventure is going to be. And he's in his late 70s, early 80s.
Some people are giving up in their 50s thinking, this is it. I'm never going to fulfill the dream. This guy is the counterpoint, isn't he?
Yeah. His life changed completely, you know, and Silver was pivotal to that. To that journey they went on. And he just had a very great attitude. And as I talked to him when I went back, initially I recorded him just as an audio bed, as I say, for a heritage for the town that we grew up in. As I talked to him, I said, let's put this on camera. So as I talked to him, he became very, very honest. And again, we did two more four-hour interviews. And he became very honest about where he is now in life. Yeah. He ended up in Germany and he spent 7 years working in a place outside Munich called Pullman City.
I didn't know about Pullman City.
It's like Disneyland for cowboys outside Munich, and I spent 7 years there. It's quite an amazing place. And then because of, you know, what happened with COVID, he had to get out of there. Everything shut down, so
that's
he came
a pity,
back. To Donegal, and he reflects quite a lot on the meaning of that, going from performing in front of thousands of people to literally living on his own in Donegal with his horses, you know. So he's very honest in his documentary, and I think that's what happened with the people who seen it on Thursday in Galway. That's what resonated with them, and we have another showing on this Thursday night in the Regional Cultural Centre in Letterkenny.
Oh, it hit our listeners, I say, Maria, who got in touch. And these days, because he so enjoys the company of animals and he's formed such close bonds, is he a satisfied man? Is he enjoying the company of animals?
He loves the company of animals, but it's quite isolated where he is. As I said to himself, he's almost claustrophobic by the open spaces. He needs to get away from the open space and get back into people. He loves performing. He loves getting out and talking to people. And if you get talking to him, he's quite the character, you know. So he loves that side of it.
But he's still making plans, and he's in his 70s.
That next adventure, which he says in the documentary, you know, what's our next adventure going to be? You know, and which is quite a thing. And every day I still call up to him whenever I'm in Donegal. And he has some plan about something that he's going to get up to, or what is the next stage of the adventure is going to be, you know.
You've probably kind of unlocked a mystery for a lot of people who probably wondered about Texas Ollie around Donegal. What was the story? Why would it have looked like a costume to many people,
people might have thought that he just disappeared into the ether, you know, where he actually went away traveling around the world and followed that dream. And the thing about the tricks, he wasn't taught by anybody about these tricks. He worked with Silver together on these tricks, and he would go to bed at night thinking on how he can get the horse to perform these tricks. It was very much that bond between him and Silver was very unique. And he sees Silver as sort of his best friend, you know, that And as I say, Silver was untrainable. He was a wild horse. But Ollie stuck with him. And I think, as I said to Ollie, you know, did you find Silver or did Silver find you? You know, did you break each other when you were going through this and you went on this journey together? Mm. You know, if Silver had have met a different horseman, would have happened? If Ollie had have met a different horse, would it have happened? So that chance meeting was something that changed the direction of both their lives.
And it became a world-class act. He has a really powerful message at the end of the film. It's for all of us, isn't it? Just open, keep your mind open.
He says, keep your mind open. And one of the things he says is you can give it a go. If it doesn't work, at least you tried. But yeah, keep your mind open and you'll find that things do come together, you know. So he does have a very positive attitude that way. And it's there's a message, I think, when people saw it in Galway and we had a show in here in our home.
I'll tell you now in a second, but there's a listener here, JP, says, I think he was on Blind Date, Texas. Ollie came across as great crack. That's love in the country, isn't it? And one for you, Emmett.
Yes.
Emmett Hart, such a gentleman, brilliant cameraman too. Great to hear you create this documentary. It sounds magical, says Ray. And let me tell people, Texas Ollie's going to show at the Regional Cultural Centre in Letterkenny this Thursday, the 28th of February, 8 o'clock, and hopefully more screenings across the year. But Emmett Hart, thanks for bringing us the story of Texas Ollie.
Thank you very much, Oliver. Good
talk to you again. Bye-bye.
Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1.